Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hello and welcome to the Following On podcast from Talk Sport. I'm John Norman, alongside Steve Harmison, Double Ashes winner and very angry man on occasion over the last few days. He's cool and calm and collected today, though. We are going to pick the bones out of England's 1-0 series defeat to New Zealand, which ended in pretty poor fashion just before midday on day four at Edgbaston. England losing a series under Joe Root for the first time at home. New Zealand winning in England for the first time since 1999. Both teams now set to face India in very, very different mindsets. And we are going to be discussing what went right, what went wrong, and where we go from here. You're listening to the Following On podcast. Okay, Harmy, I am going to shoot some names at you. We're going to look back at the two-match series. From an English perspective, I'm going to go through the 12, because there were 12 players used, and give me your immediate thoughts on the following. First up, Rory Burns.
Well, Rory Burns was they were all asked at the start, go and get some runs in county cricket and come back in a bit of touch and a bit of nick. Give yourself the best chance. And Rory Burns did that, to be fair. He batted, 10 innings for Surrey. 554 runs, the average is 61. So he's coming in with a bit of touch behind him. Got a good 100 at Lords. He will feel confident about his place, and he probably is, because there's not many other players knocking on the door. But if I'm batting that, I'm just sensing that middle order. He doesn't give me confidence. He really doesn't give me confidence at the top of the order, possibly because there's too many moving parts. When he gets out, it looks ugly. He's chasing a ball. He's chasing wide balls. As a bowler, when you see that, it just gives you energy. It constantly gives you energy. You think, I can get this bloke. I'm always in with a chance. I don't get the sense that he is in control. He is in full command of his crease. Knows where his off stump is. Playing at balls that are wide out there. He's going to get away with this one because there's other people who haven't performed. But again, I go back to the fact that he's played a lot of cricket now for England. He still doesn't give me the huge confidence that he's going to go in and bang 100 after 100, or he's going to be there for a long time. He's going to defend. He's going to absorb a good spell of bowling by fantastic bowling attacks. And we've just played against New Zealand, great bowling attack. India, we've got a brilliant bowling attack. And arguably, we're going against the best one in Australia, who is the best bowling attack in their own back garden. So, he's going to get away with it. He got a good 100 at Lords. So, he gets probably a 5 out of 10, 6 out of 10 for me on where he's at for this series.
Wow. Considering he was player of the series, 5 or 6 out of 10 does not bode well for those that are about to follow. Let's follow Rory Burns with his opening partner, former Surrey teammate, Whitgift school, classmate as well. Actually, no, they weren't classmates, but they went to the same school. Either way, Dominic Sibley.
Another one, a bit rusty going in. Didn't get the volume of games after busting a finger or busting a hand, whichever it was. And again, somebody who can bat for long periods of time without hurting a team. Don't mind that. I really don't mind that. I think it's up to the people around him to score the runs quickly or catch the game up when he tires bowlers out. Got 60 in the first innings at Edgbaston. Another one who gets out the same way. Like it was Mikey Holden. I said it was a good ball by Henry. It was a half-decent ball, but it's the same way all the time that Dom Sibley is getting out. Doesn't You know where his off stump is. Plays away from his body. Another one is another possible work in progress. Hasn't played the games that Burns has. You probably have to stick with him and give him more time and more of a chance. But at some point, and I'm going to say this quite a bit on this chat, at some point, these guys have got to take responsibility and ownership about their careers and not hide behind the fact that, you know, that they're still relatively young and they're relatively inexperienced. You know, Sibley's played a bit of cricket now. He's played a few games. And to get out the same way and the same manner, you just look all around the world. You've just got to play 3 or 4 innings, 5 innings, even at county level. With the technology you've got now, you can get to understand what the batsman's weakness is. And when somebody constantly makes the same mistake, then you think, well, is he learning? Is he trying? And what we've heard off the England camp so far after this debacle was give this team more time, give this team a little bit of chance. They're still learning. I don't see that, to be honest. I don't see it because a lot of these guys are getting out the same way.
Now, both of those batsmen scored runs in this series, but Zach Crawley, who actually was opening for England in India before Rory Burns was brought back in, well, he had a horror show, didn't he? And it's difficult to see. It's difficult to see him playing at three for the rest of the summer for England. Or do you not agree?
I think that's where, if they're going to make a change, unfortunately for Zach, Zach's going to be the one that they talk about moving Lawrence to three, because you've got to fit Ben Stokes in. And Lawrence he got a few runs, but again, he got out a similar way. Crawley, he just looked as though he was short of time in the middle, where his hands and his feet weren't working together. He was either pushing hard at it with his hands or he was lunging out with his feet and chasing wide ones. He just looks as though he needs some time in the middle. But where does he get that time in the middle? Where does he really get that time in the middle? They're now going to go into the blast. They're then going to go into the 100. You could do the 3 or 4 games for Kent and go and boss in it. Just go and spend some time in the middle, because I think the Burns-Sibley opening batsman partnership is complemented well by Crawley at three, because he wants to go hard at the ball. He wants to try and score runs. Don't mind that if that's your game. You know, stick with that. The problem I feel with Zach at this moment in time, he's got that little Spanish waiter on his shoulder saying, don't hit it, as opposed to when he's in a bit of nick or he's playing with freedom, he just belts it. And I think 2 or 3 of his dismissals were, he got himself in a position to try and hit it, and then all of a sudden the apprehension and the confidence that he hasn't got, he nicked it. And if there is going to be a change, it probably would be with Zach Crawley. But this kid's a player. Along with the likes of Holly Pope, I think this kid's a player. He's still a young lad. He's really young, still young. Don't think he's 22 yet. And I think we have to sometimes look at the bigger picture. And I'd look at the bigger picture with Zach Crawley and Holly Pope. Maybe just leave him out, get him some game time, get him in the middle, get some big runs, learn how to get big, big runs again, because he got a double 100 in a test match. They don't come around. Some of the best players in the world have not got double 100s in a test match. So the boy can do it. I just think he might need taking out the firing line just to get himself some back in order to come back into later on in the series, if there is even more debacles or there is an injury at the top of the order.
Joe Root, the batsman.
Looked like the world is on his shoulders.
He's looked like that for a number of years, though, hasn't he?
Well, he has and he has and he hasn't. I think he has when, like this week, he didn't look like that in Sri Lanka when he was the only man on show. That probably without Sri Lanka and without Joe Root, we would have possibly had even more debacles. In the winter, could have been even worse. But the captain is a fantastic player. He's one of the greatest of all time for this country. He's given up, I think, quite a bit in not going to the IPL, because I've been calling for Joe to go to the IPL for the last 2 years. No, I'm England captain. 2 big series coming up, Australia and India and Australia. I'm going to put my England captaincy first. And if he will get criticised, for a player like this, it'll be when... And when they get beat against India and when they get beat Australia, because I just don't see how this changes. And that wouldn't be fair, because he doesn't get what he wants. He doesn't get his team that Owen Morgan gets. And it's not a knock at Owen Morgan. the system that we live in, the world we live in now, and where the game is. White ball dominates red financially. And the person that I think is copping it the most is the captain. And he's got to go and front up. ECB don't front up. You know, managing directors, chief executives, performance directors, head selector, you know, chief scout, they don't front up. It's Joe Root that fronts up. Joe Root fronts up every time. It's a little bit like when Alistair Cook had all the stuff with Kevin Peterson. He's the front man. He has to go and speak three times a week to the media, getting bombarded with questions that he wants to give an answer to, but can't give an answer to. And that, for me, is why I will never, ever criticise the England captain of the Red Bull team, because he doesn't get his team. He's not going to get his team against, well, he might get his team at some point against India, but he's not going to get his team until possibly till Brisbane. He doesn't stand a chance for me.
Ollie Pope.
Again, like Zach, I'm not loath to criticise, because he's a big boy now, even though he's still relatively young as in age, but he's played a number of years now of Test match cricket, a couple of years of Test match cricket now. He's got games under his belt. I think Ollie's got to get the right balance between looking busy and not looking sort of scatterbrained. And I think at the minute, he's looking he looks a bit all over the shop. You know, batting on off stump, batting close to off stump, stand in front of all three. A lot of these batters are trying to reinvent the wheel, picking the bats up above their heads, moving about 500 times before the ball's even let go. History of the game tells you the best players in the world stood still at the point of impact of the ball, head in a good position, nice and balanced, and played straight through the line of the ball. And a lot of these batsmen don't do that anymore. Ollie Pope, trying to look busy, trying to sort of scamper between the wickets, you know, get the ball moving. You know, he just looks as though he's a cat in a hot tin roof at this minute in time. Possibly needs to go back to, that's possibly the white ball effect, needs to go back to standing still, playing the ball straight, late as possible, under your nose, and give the bowler some credit when he bowls a good ball. Because at this minute in time, England batsmen aren't giving the bowlers enough credit. They're not playing good balls back towards the bowler, leaving it, defending it. They're all trying to hit it, or they're trying to play around it, and they're all getting themselves into trouble. But Ollie, like Zach, I think there's a huge future in him. He's a fantastic young player, and I think the coaching staff have to get a fine balance between when he goes out, what's in his mind, and how he goes about his job to get him to 25, to get him to 30, because he got to 23 the other day in 20 balls. And at no point did I think in them 20 balls that he looked comfortable at the crease. And you normally say it, you know, Brian Lara would always say, I'll give the bowler 25, 30 balls. And then it's my time. A lot of these batsmen, they're not giving the bowler 25, 30 balls. And I put Ollie in that bracket. I think he needs a fine balance between looking busy and not looking like a cat in a hot tin roof at the minute. He looks as though he's all over the place with his movements, with his balance. And when you like that, timings, especially if you stand in front of off stump in front of all three, it's not going to end well. And it hasn't. But there's a future in this kid, and I'll give him a little bit more time.
Dan Lawrence.
I think there's a player in there. Where he fits in, I'm not sure. Again, he's going to have to be shunted to three if they're going to make a change with Zach Crawley, because Ben's got to come back in. And he seems to be, once he gets beyond 15, 20 balls, he's very difficult to bowl to, because he looks to score and he scores well. He bats in the middle order when the bowlers are getting a little bit more tired and the ball's getting a bit softer. But it just seems that he's either out in the first six balls or he gets a score of 40 plus. So again, I think Lawrence has got himself. He can only do this. A lot of these cricketers can only do it themselves. You can have as many coaches as you want, and we can come on to that. How much of that is it? That's a talking point. But you've got to take ownership of your own career. And I think Dan's got to work out what Test match cricket is when he goes out into the middle. And I think he can only do that by playing it and getting a formula and a way of going about your job. When you walk over that white line, there's 18,000 at Edgbaston, Hollis stands going mad. you've got to try and get yourself in a position to walk to the crease, calm yourself down, play it, treat the bowler with respect, and learn how to build an innings. I think at this minute in time, like one or two others, by the time they've thought about where they need to be and what they need to be doing and the correct outcome of them questions, they tend to be walking back because of they've made the mistake. And again, somebody who I think has got a bit of a future. So, you know, some of the, we're talking young players here. We're talking about inexperienced players. We're also talking about players who are young in age, but played a few games. And are they learning? Joe Root saying they're learning. I'm not seeing it.
You've made your feelings quite clear about Brathy. You feel very angry that he was even been put in that position. So we don't need to speak about him for very long. Obviously, he didn't go very well. I don't think we'll see him as a keeper again. But we will probably see him as a batsman again.
Yeah, I think there's a chance we'll see him as a keeper again. I hope we see him as a batsman again. He's done the hard yards in the game, going and getting some runs under his belt. What he's probably going to wake up this morning feeling is, I hope he's feeling I love that. I really do. I hope he's feeling I love that. I want to be a test match cricketer. I really do. I hope he's feeling not disappointment about getting out and about his game in general in the test match arena at Edgbaston. I hope he wakes up this morning and says, that's me. I want some of this. I really want some of this. Because if he does, he'll go away, analyse what he's done, look himself in the mirror and think, right, I've been in the dressing room with Jimmy Anderson, Stuart Broad, Joe Root, you know, the likes of Graham Thorpe, Paul Collingwood, who have played a lot of cricket, took in the information. I've now sampled it myself. I need to go away and do this. I need to go away and do X, Y, and Z. When he comes back, he'd be a better player for this experience. He'd be a better person for this experience. Like I said, in the last few days, I'm not going to criticise this kid. 4 days before he made his test match debut, you know, he potentially was going to bat at number 1, 2, or 3. He ends up batting at 7 and keeping. His mindset shift is a complete different job altogether. So that was hard on the kid, but I'm pleased to give him that experience, because if he does come back, or I should say when he does come back, I think he'd be a better player for it and a better person for it, and he'll understand it better when he comes back. So, you know, good luck to him, and he's, whether he gets a game against India or not, but I think he has to go away and really look and take in exactly what's just happened to him over the course of the last 3 weeks. And if he comes back positively, he'll come back a better player. And if he does come back, I think he'd be there to stay.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, well, that's the batting. The bowling is slightly more positive. We'll zip through this a little bit quicker than what we've gone through with the batting, because I think, well, when it comes to Broad and Anderson, we kind of know, don't we? Although Anderson wasn't as effective with the new ball as what England would have hoped, I imagine. But first off, thoughts on field on Ollie Robinson?
I thought Ollie Robinson on the field was brilliant. I thought he was brilliant. I think we've unearthed a very, very good player. Somebody of age, 27, I think he is, 26, 27. So he's not young Tarawir. He knows his game a bit. And we can say it about Conway, you know, having games under their belt. Had a disappointment of being sacked by a county. And like, well, Bracey, try and come back a lot stronger. Well, Robinson's done that. And I think if the off-field stuff gets resolved and he's allowed to come back and play, I think England have got a good prospect there for India back into the series possibly. And I think he'll do well in Australia as well. Tall, not great pace, but tall that he can do it. Broad and Anderson, for me, they're still our best. They're still our best. Stewart's proved. I thought that was as good as, this is as good as I've seen Stewart Broad for a while now without getting massive rewards. He seems to be getting a lot of people playing and missing and not nicking. But if he's going to save that for India and for Australia, I think there's a Stewart Broad's going to go straight through with team soon. He's going to get a 5-6 for, not quite like he did against Australia, but I think he's there's one round the corner where whether it's India or Australia, there's a 5 for in a spell, no time at all. That's coming. I thought of anything about Jimmy. I thought the game for Lancashire against Northampton cost him a little bit. He was probably half a game behind than where Stewart was at, or where he would. I think if you asked Jimmy, he was probably possibly half a game behind where he needed to be, and that was just like Jimmy couldn't do anything with that because that was circumstance. The game got washed out, got rained out. So I think Jimmy would say possibly there was half a game short in his legs, or a good day's bowling, 15, 18 overs short in his bowling, but. I thought the two of them bowled very, very well. And the two fast lads for me, I thought Wood was excellent. Throughout the whole series, I thought Woody was brilliant. And yeah, you know my relationship with Mark. I thought he did what he needed to do and what England needed him to do. And the same with Ollie Stone. I was really pleased for Ollie Stone that he got not only a game at Edgbaston. It was a brave call by England to pick four quick lads and two of them that could potentially go round the park. But I thought Ollie Stone, he kept to his job. There was a... I think it was first innings, he bowled a fantastic first spell, and then he was expensive second spell. And I think this is the experience he needs, because what he needs to understand is, I hope somebody's tapped him on, sat next to him and tapped him on the shoulder and said, I'm not bothered about that second spell, because we're chasing wickets. We needed a wicket. You went for it. There's going to be times in your career where I'm going to throw you a ball, Joe Root, going to throw you a ball. You're going to have three slips, a short leg, man potentially round a corner, man on the hook, fielders are in catching. I want you to run up them ball fast. You could potentially go at 7 and 8, 9 and over, but I need you to take a wicket. And the balance and the fine balance and the mindset of that, he needs to understand. And if he goes at 6 and over like he did, not get a wicket, well, that was his job to try and make something happen. He didn't. He hasn't got to go into his shell. He's got to look at that mindset all the time. And he'd be a better bowler for this experience. And I think all in all, I think England's bowling was up there with New Zealand's bowling. No, it was up there with New Zealand's bowling. The only difference for me in this series was the top order of England's batting unit was nowhere near up to the level of the top order of the New Zealand batting unit. And that was the difference between winning and losing. Well, losing 1-0 and probably should have lost 2-0.
Let's between us pick our first 11 for that first test against India. Starting with the openers, who do you go in with?
Look, John, I don't see England making wholesale changes or too many changes. England will go in with Burns and Sibley. I think they will. I think the options that are there around the traps, there's not much going on. You've seen that when we tried to pick Jason Roy out of one-day cricket.
Yeah.
Again, like the selection of Josh Butler. There's not much going there. You look around the openers that are getting runs. Adam Lythe is getting runs for Yorkshire. Alex Lee's getting runs for Durham. Jake Libby is getting runs for Worcestershire. They've got more experience. They're older in age. but the, you know, there's a couple of them have been there before and could handle the pressure. Young kid Hill at Leicester's got. I'm not sure how old. I don't know too much about Hill at Leicester. I just see he bats
the
top.
That's the thing, isn't it? There isn't a great deal there.
There's not a great deal there. And
so the players
that stick with the two. You have to stick with the two.
Is there an argument? See, when Zach Crawley came into this England side, there was, I felt, very direct parallels between similarities, I should say, between him and Marcus Trescothick.
Yeah.
And if he goes on to play, has an international career, you know, half as good as Marcus, and he will have a successful England career. I also think his game is possibly more suited to opening rather than number three. And actually, I think Sibley's game is possibly more suited to number three than it is opening. If Crawley pays off, then it means that come lunch on day one, you're looking at 100 on the scoreboard. Yeah. If Crawley doesn't pay off, then Sibley comes in and makes sure he's still batting by lunch.
The one thing I'd say about the TIS team selection, there's a long time between New Zealand debacle and India starting. I think it's where these top six players go. Top seven players go, or six players without Joe Root go, to get themselves some cricket and meaningful, positive cricket against the Red Bull to get themselves in a bit of nick, batting for long periods of time. I don't think that's going to happen. How do you get this England team selected is going to be crazy. You know, there's not much option out there. And when you come to it, you could have a little tweak and a little change. Crawley go in. As much as I want to see Zach Crawley in the team, I think in the last four innings, he showed that maybe it's more mental than technical. Does he get confidence by you backing him and saying, right, you going in first now, and I'm going to go put you in first with Rory Burns. Sibley's going to bat three. That could be what he needs, a little bit of loyalty. But he could also be in a position where you just need to go, you know what, there's three championship games. That's two championship games for Kent in July. Go and get runs in that. Go and bat for as long as you possibly can in that. And then we'll see where it comes to it. I don't see there being a massive change overhaul on this side.
I don't either.
I think Sibley and Burns will play. I think Lawrence will challenge Crawley for number three. I don't mind. I would be positive to the fact that. And then when I look at it further down the line, well, it's same old, same old. You have Root at four. Stokes comes in at five. Stokes has to bat five, I think. But another tweak I'd potentially touch is trying to get Ollie Pope higher up in the order and potentially put Pope at five, Stokes at six, Butler seven.
So basically it's a toss-up between Crawley and Lawrence at three.
It's a toss-up between Crawley and Lawrence at three, which you'd possibly at this minute in time, not knowing where Zach's mind is at this moment in time. And if Zach can go away.
So it's who scores more runs. So Milan.
Yeah, a little bit. But also Milan could come into the reckoning because of he's a little bit more experienced, a little bit calmer, where you think, could he just diffuse any situation when the ball's flying around a bit? Has he got the technique for that? Not sure. Really? I think he's somebody else that in Red Bull cricket, does he know where his off stump is? The one thing I will praise him, David Milan, to the hilt, is that he's gone away from the big city. He's gone up to Yorkshire, even though it's another big, big county. And he said, right, my game needs to change. I need a mindset shift. And he's gone away and got himself some runs. So he has to come back in the reckoning. I really think he has to come back in the reckoning. But at this minute in time, England will stick with what they've thrown a lot of backing in, which is they'll want to pick Crawley or they'll want to pick Lawrence. So for me, it's them going to bat three. Down the order, well, it picks itself. Root bats four. I would like Pope to come in at five to give him a little bit more responsibility higher up for his further education. That means Ben's going at six. There's no, They've all had the chance to go and take the gloves off Jos Buttler. Nobody's took them, really. Ben Folkes a little bit, but nobody smashed it. So Jos comes back in at 7. And I look down from there, it gets me a spinner. I want to pick Moeen Ali. I want to pick Moeen Ali. I want to see Moeen Ali back in the England team. You know, whether he didn't bowl well in Australia last time, whether Australia played him, belted him and went for him, different time, different story, a different era from 4 years ago. I want to see Moeen Ali back in at number 8 for England. If this England team want to take Test match cricket seriously, an England team want to try and beat the best teams in the world, Moeen Ali's a must for me to play for England. He has to be. They've got to somehow get Moeen Ali back into that team. And then you have Ollie Stone, Mark Wood. I'm not sure if Jofra will be fit. And then one of them with Broad and Anderson. And that, for me, is not many changes, little tweaks. But I think 2 or 3 players coming back into that side changes the side. And the biggest one for me would be our slow bowler. They don't fancy Jack Leach. Don't fancy Jack Leach. If they did, they would have picked him in these 2 test matches. England don't fancy Jack Leach. And they can say what they want about balance aside and not having Ben Stokes. Nonsense for me. If they thought Jack Leach was their man, they would have found a way of getting him into that side. Didn't happen. Obviously, they don't fancy him. Parkinson, leg spinner, potentially could be more of an option in Australia. Doesn't know which end of the bat to hold. All of a sudden, we're batting with a long tail. If we're 1, 2, 3, can't get runs. We're picking Bess as our 4th, 5th best spinner in the country at the minute, but they brought him into this squad because he would be a competent batter at number 8. That, for me, is not right. You pick your bowlers to bowl, your batsmen to bat, change things up. But Broad and Anderson, still in this country, was 2 of the best bowlers we've still got. Need the fast lad. Ollie Robinson puts a spanner into the works, but I think we have to have this mindset about Ollie Robinson not being available for the first test match against India because of what's going on and the clouds that's going over there. If he is, great, then there's a headache. Then you might have to look at either not playing Broad or Anderson, or you might not play the fast lad in Wood or Stone. But I think at this minute in time, I think there's bigger problems on the horizon for Ollie Robinson. So I think it's best to try and keep him out of it for this time being. And get Mo back.
So your 11 is Sibley, Burns, whoever scores more between Crawley and Lawrence at 3, Root at 4, Pope at 5, Stokes 6, Butler 7. So no Wokes or Curran. Ali at 8, then Stone at 9, Wood at 10, and then you rotate Broad and Anderson throughout the series.
I tell you what would be interesting. One of these batsmen, one of these players, turning up and saying, right, I want to go on an Ashes trip. I want to cement my place in England side against India. I'm not going to play in the 100. I'm not playing in the 100. I'm going to play a county championship. I'm going to go and score runs in a county championship because at this minute in time, my game needs to be developed and how to bat for 5 hours. I want to show the England selectors I want to play for England and Australia. I want to play against the best team in the world in India. I'm not going to play in the 100. I'm going to go and play in Trent Bolt again, 10,000 miles to come and play in this test match. Player power. He wanted to play. He felt as though he needed to play to be in the best possible shape to go and take on India in the game of the century, the World Test Championship final, the ultimate game. Will anybody give up the 100 to go and try and cement their place and be comfortable batting against the red ball? I'd be very, very surprised.
Right, we're going to leave it there, Harmy, considered as ever. Quickly, though, you're 11 for New Zealand against India. Openers,
I'm
going to be obviously Conway and Latham, Williamson at 3, Taylor at 4.
Nichols at 5.
I guess Watling comes back at 6. Yeah. It'll be his final ever game for New Zealand.
De
Grandhomme at 7. Then it gets really interesting.
Southie 8.
Southie 8.
Wagner 9. Bolt 10. I liked Patel. I really liked Patel.
I think they'll play Patel.
I think, yeah, I'm going to go Patel over Santa. And I think that would be my team. Unlucky, Will Young. Thought he was excellent. Thought Blundell was a little bit of cat in the hot tin roof for his first sort of 25 balls. Got in. Mitchell did all right. Henry, I thought, yeah, he got his deserved rewards. He got a few wickets because I thought he hit the deck hard. But I'm sorry, I think this team is, it's a Wagner Southie bolt with the Grandome seam. And I'm going to go Patel over Santner.
What about Jameson? Has Wagner done enough to keep Jameson out then?
I think he has, actually. I actually think he has. Actually, I forgot about Jameson, to be fair. So what can I do with that? Yeah, I think he has. I think Wagner's just done enough. Whether New Zealand see that, because Wagner's played both test matches and Jameson had a little bit of a break. That's probably the change that's in there. Jameson gives you a little bit more batting. His record is ridiculous. But I'm looking at the Indian batting unit and I'm thinking I might need Wagner just to rough them up. If it gets hot and the surface is decent, might just need that battering ram just to sort of, you know, get it around the nostrils a little bit and to the rib cage. Might just need an enforcer because if I do, I'm not sure Jameson make the ball bounce off a good length, but is he a bouncer bowler? Not really a bouncer bowler. Might just need Wagner up my sleeve as a captain. And I think I'd just punt for Wagner over Jameson for that reason. Fantastic bowler, great record, Jameson. But I might just need a bat run ramp to get a wicket out of nothing if Virat gets going or, you know, if one of the top order batsmen do get in. I might just need Neil Wagner up my sleeve.
Brilliant stuff. Well, look, you and Neil Manthorpe will be back on Tuesday on the Cricket Collective on TalkSport 2. You're going to be looking ahead to the World Test Championship with a little bit more focus, looking at some of the blast coverage that's occurred so far. And also just maybe getting a neutral's perspective, I suppose. It'd be interesting to see what Neil Manthorpe has to say about the England-New Zealand series. Maybe even a word or two about South Africa, who have just steamrolled West Indies. Lots to come. Plenty of cricket. The summer was well and truly upon us. Thanks for listening to the Following On podcast. You can download it via the TalkSport app on Acast or Apple Podcasts. So that's it for now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.